Chapter 4, Army Health System Operations. Army Health System support is provided across the competition continuum, and various types of mission support, traditional support to a deployed force, operations predominantly characterized by stability tasks, and defense support of civil authorities, may be provided simultaneously in various locations throughout the operational area. Section 1, Planning for Army Health System Support. Army health system planners must anticipate the types of support that may be required and develop flexible plans that can be rapidly adjusted to changes in the level of violence and operational tempo, as well as to transition from one type of task to the next. Unified land operations. Unified land operations describe the character of the dominant major operation being conducted at any time within the Land Force Commander's AO. The competition continuum helps convey the nature of the major operation to the force to facilitate common understanding of how the commander broadly intends to operate. See ADP 3.0 on Unified Land Operations for an in-depth discussion of the competition continuum. Further, refer to Army Health System Doctrine for medical planning considerations. Unified land operations are executed through decisive action by means of Army core competencies that are guided by mission command. The Army's core competencies are Combined Arms Maneuver and Wide Area Security, ADP-1, with a number of enabling competencies. These enabling competencies include security cooperation, tailoring forces, entry operations, flexible command and control, the support we provide to the joint force. As all major operations are joint in nature, the competition continuum can be used to group similar types of activities under a predominant theme. Unified land operations are simultaneous offensive, defensive, and stability or defense support of civil authorities' tasks to seize, retain, and exploit the initiative to shape OEs, prevent conflict, consolidate gains, and win our nation's wars as part of unified action, ADP 3.0. Operational variables. As the OE is comprised of all of the factors, both military and civilian, that affect the conduct of military operations in an operational area, the medical commander must define how the different elements will impact on the concept of operations. The operational variables are a means for exploring and describing an OE that focuses on the human aspects of the environment. Commanders and planners can use political, military, economic, social, information, infrastructure, physical environment, and time, operational variables, to ensure all elements are considered. The operational variables are used by strategic planners in the development of plans, and information may be broader than required for mission analysis at the tactical level. However, as medical issues often have a regional focus and may be the result of environmental, socioeconomic, political, and religious practices, it is essential for the Army Health System planner to consider the medical aspects of an operation on a much broader scale than the immediate AO. As the Theater Medical Command, the MedCom DS provides this regional focus in support of the Combatant Commander's Theater Engagement Strategy. For a detailed discussion of each of the political, military, economic, social, information, infrastructure, physical environment, time, operational variables, considerations, refer to ADP 5.0. Chapter 4 of the printed version of this publication provides medical aspects for consideration in relation to the operational variables and subvariables. Mission variables. Mission variables are used by Army Health System planners to determine the impact they will have on medical operations. Mission variables describe characteristics of the operational area, focusing on how they might affect a mission. The mission variables are discussed below. For an in-depth discussion of the mission variables, refer to ADP 5.0. Mission. The mission refers to the overall mission of the operational commander as well as the specific mission of the supporting Army Health System unit. In order to develop a flexible and responsive support plan, the Army Health System planner must have a clear understanding of the operational mission, the purpose of that mission, and the tasks/actions to be performed and the rationale for accomplishing those actions. The Army Health System planner must be able to forecast where Army Health System support assets should be positioned to best support the combatant commander's plan, and also anticipate if augmentation of medical resources will be required, and pre-plan, coordinate, and synchronize the employment of this augmentation support should the need arise. Enemy. The second variable the Army Health System planner must consider is the enemy. The elements of dispositions, including organization, strength, location, and operational mobility, doctrine, equipment, capabilities, vulnerabilities, and probable courses of action are considered by the operational planners, and the important factors are normally reflected in the op ord. The Army Health System Planner must also analyze the potential impacts on the provision of Army Health System support to our forces. The enemy weapons systems will indicate the types of wounds which U.S. forces may experience, conventional weapons, blast, seaburn, or improvised weapons, such as punji sticks used in Vietnam that resulted in countless numbers of infected wounds, and improvised explosive devices used in Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom, and give an indication on the types and quantities of medical supplies that will be required. If enemy forces have been issued any chemoprophylaxis, barrier creams, or pretreatments, it may indicate the types of seaburn weaponry available to them and their likelihood of using those types of weapons. The morale of the enemy and its likelihood of engaging in sustained combat is often dependent upon the nutritional status of the enemy and the availability of medical aid should they become injured. A malnourished enemy with little hope of being rescued and surviving the enemy's injuries will normally not have the will to continue the fight. Medical personnel must also be knowledgeable about the enemy doctrine in respect to whether it is likely to abide by the provisions of international law and the Geneva Conventions pertaining to the protection and respect of medical personnel. Refer to Chapter 3 for a discussion of the Geneva Conventions. Terrain and weather. The Army Health System Planner must continuously plan for changes in weather and terrain conditions when conducting Army Health System support operations. The Army Health System's effectiveness and efficiency are based on a system of progressively increasing the complexity of medical resources and services available from the POI or wounding through the operational area Army Health System to definitive, restorative, and rehabilitative care in the CONUS support base. The fully integrated ground and air medevac system sustains the care provided at a lower role as the patient is evacuated to a role of care capable of providing the required support. This continuum of care is effective in reducing morbidity and mortality, mitigating long-term disability, and restoring a soldier's health and fitness. Any factor that disrupts this continuum can have an adverse impact on a soldier's prognosis and long-term disability. Therefore, the Army Health System Planner must develop contingency plans for all types of weather scenarios, changes in topography due to weather, flooding, thawing, or freezing, trafficability/non-trafficability of evacuation routes, availability of resources, rotary wing aircraft may be grounded due to visibility issues, sandstorms, or other weather phenomenon. The types of medical supplies required for an operation may vary depending upon the terrain/weather. Operations conducted in mountainous terrain may result in more crush injuries, while operations conducted in jungles may result in significantly higher rates of infection. The disruption or cessation of medevac operations would result in a requirement for holding the injured or ill in place. Medical personnel would then be required to provide prolonged care until medevac operations could be resumed. This circumstance would require that the treatment elements be augmented with additional holding capability, more medical supplies, and possible increased surgical or other medical specialty capability. For an Army Health System Planner, this type of contingency planning, coordinating, and synchronizing needs to occur prior to an operation, as the health of a patient is perishable and may not withstand delays in treatment and evacuation. Troops and support available. The Army Health System Planner must not only consider the traditional populations which require support, such as U.S. forces or multinational forces, but must also determine the population at risk in a more broad context. During each operation, the population at risk may vary due to political, social, economic, religious, and humanitarian considerations. The Army Health System Planner must develop a traditional support plan, but must also develop a number of contingency plans in the event the population at risk and population support changes during the operation. If the Army Health System Planner does not anticipate an increase in non-traditional populations supported, the diversion of Army Health System resources can adversely impact the delivery of healthcare to our U.S. forces. The support requirements, food, medicines, and medical supplies for a civilian population who is malnourished, has pediatric, obstetrics, and gynecological and geriatric patients, and patients with chronic medical conditions, varies significantly from the items available in the medical equipment sets routinely carried by United States Army, Army Health System units. Prior planning, coordinating, and synchronization with CONUS-based organizations is required to ensure the appropriate mix of medical items can be deployed to rapidly augment United States Army-Army Health System units. Time available. Military commanders assess the time available for planning, preparing, and executing tasks and operations. This includes the time required to assemble, deploy, and maneuver units in relationship to the enemy and conditions. Army Health System planners also view time in relationship to the continuum of care and timeframes required to treat and evacuate patients. For example, if a forward surgical team or forward resuscitative surgical detachment is to operate on a seriously injured soldier, the forward surgical team or forward resuscitative surgical detachment will not be able to displace and move for at least 6 hours, as the soldier will require a period of time to become hemodynamically stable following surgery if he is to survive the rigors of evacuation. Civil considerations. Civil considerations are the influence of man-made infrastructure, civilian institutions, and activities of civilian leaders, populations, and organizations within the operational area on the conduct of military operations. The operational and mission variables are used to analyze the civil aspects of the area. Field Manual 3-24/MCWP 3-33.5 provides an in-depth analysis of this model. The Army Health System Planner must always analyze the local and the regional medical aspects in any given AO. Although the immediate local considerations are important, in the medical arena, the regional aspects may be just as important. Areas such as blood supply, type, species, and virulence of disease vectors may vary across the operational area and adversely impact the health of U.S. forces. Task organization. Task organization is a tool used by commanders to tailor their forces to specific mission requirements. Task organization is a temporary grouping of forces designed to accomplish a particular mission. Traditionally, task organization was accomplished by combining entire units. However, with the advent of modularity, commanders are task organizing elements of the organization rather than the entire organization. This enables a commander to extract the individual capabilities required for a specific mission. To project the smallest footprint possible, yet still be able to effectively and efficiently accomplish the mission. Modularly designed units with deployable functional elements identified with a standard requirements code can be easily integrated into the time-phased force deployment list process to ensure the rapid movement of both the units/elements personnel and equipment. Characteristics to examine when task organizing the force include, but are not limited to, training, experience, equipage, sustainability, OE, enemy threat, and mobility. Additional considerations include constraints on manpower, troop ceilings, ability for a unit or element to be self-sufficient. For example, forward surgical team or forward resuscitative surgical detachment must be collocated with a medical company for power generation, X-ray, laboratory, and other services. And the population at risk. Additional augmentation is required to support chronic medical conditions present in the contractor and civilian employee force, pediatric, geriatric, and obstetric patients. The MMB is a versatile organization which can service the parent unit when developing a medical task force. The MMB has a diverse staff which can provide the planning and administrative support for the medical functional elements assigned to the medical task force. Section 2, Support to Decisive Action. Decisive action is the simultaneous combination of offense, defense, and stability or defense support of civil authority tasks. These tasks require versatile, adaptive medical support and flexible leadership. Operational experience demonstrates that Army Health System forces trained exclusively for offensive and defensive tasks are not as proficient at stability tasks. Effective medical training reflects a balance among the elements of decisive action that produces and sustains proficiency in all the tasks. See ADP 3.0 for additional information on decisive action. The traditional and primary Army medicine mission is to conserve the fighting strength of the tactical commander. The Army medicine rhythm of military operations is that of the operational commander. Casualties begin to occur immediately upon engagement with the enemy. Due to the necessity to perform life-saving interventions for soldiers suffering combat trauma within minutes of wounding or injury, Army Health System resources must be arrayed in close proximity to the forces supported. This also permits the Army Health System assets to rapidly clear the battlefield of casualties and enhances the combatant commander's ability to quickly take advantage of opportunities which present themselves during the operation. Army Health System planners must be included early on in the planning cycle for tactical operations and must fully participate in rehearsals conducted by the operational Army being supported. To ensure effective and efficient Army Health System support, Army Health System support plans must adhere to the Army Health System principles. Within non-contiguous operations, the linear array of Army Health System units will not always occur, and Army Health System units must fully understand the various support relationships described in the op boards to ensure that a seamless continuum of healthcare is established and can be maintained. The Medevac plan for the tactical operation includes both rotary wing air ambulances and ground ambulances. The preferred means of evacuation is the air ambulance. However, its availability can be affected by air superiority issues and environmental factors such as visibility, winds, and dust. The evacuation plan must address the use of ground ambulances when feasible and/or the simultaneous use of both platforms. For example, if a wounded soldier cannot be evacuated by air ambulance for at least 1 hour, the combat medic may evacuate the patient first to the supporting Roll 1 or Roll 2 MTF to arrive within 20 minutes for tactical combat casualty care performed by the physician assigned to the battalion aid station to further stabilize the patient before he is evacuated by air ambulance. Offensive tasks. An offensive task is a task conducted to defeat and destroy enemy forces and seize terrain, resources, and population centers. The printed version of this publication provides a list of direct action offensive tasks, along with key medical considerations for these types of tasks. For additional information on offensive tasks, refer to FM30. Defensive tasks. A defensive task is a task conducted to defeat an enemy attack, gain time, economize forces, and develop conditions favorable for offensive or stability tasks. Army health system support operations for defensive tasks are similar to those for offensive tasks. However, normally the time frame in which the tasks must be conducted is compressed. The only means for increasing the mobility of Army health system units is to evacuate the patients they are holding. When it is anticipated that rapid shifts will occur in the OE, Army Health System units must evacuate patients from the potentially affected units to ensure their agility and to enhance their capacity for newly arriving patients. The printed version of this publication provides a list, defensive tasks, purposes, and key medical considerations when preparing for these types of tasks. Stability tasks. Stability is an overarching term encompassing various military missions, tasks, and activities conducted outside the U.S. in coordination with other instruments of national power to maintain or reestablish a safe and secure environment and provide essential governmental services, emergency infrastructure reconstruction, and humanitarian relief. The Army Medicine has historically conducted foreign humanitarian assistance operations when deployed in overseas areas. In some scenarios, medical forces may be deployed prior to the deployment of maneuver forces due to the humanitarian nature of their activities, and medical personnel are more acceptable to a host nation than the deployment of the operational Army forces. Although the medical commander can provide the combatant commander assistance in planning for the primary stability tasks to restore essential services and support to economic and infrastructure development, the Assistant Chief of Staff Civil Affairs is the responsible staff agency for developing and planning civil affairs operations. This ensures that all stability activities conducted are in consonance with the combatant commander's theater engagement strategy. The importance of stability tasks in achieving U.S. national goals and objectives is discussed in DODD 3000.05, ADPs 3.0 and 3-07. Stability task considerations were included in the design of the MEDCOM DS, which has civil affairs officers assigned to the staff. The command maintains a regional focus on medical issues arising within the combatant commander's AOR. Chapter 4 of the printed version of this publication depicts stability tasks, purposes, and key medical considerations for the preparation for the conduct of these tasks. Defense support of civil authorities. Defense support of civil authorities is support provided by U.S. federal military forces, DOD civilians, DOD contract personnel, DOD component assets, and National Guard forces when the Secretary of Defense, in coordination with the governors of the affected states, elects and requests to use those forces in Title 32 United States Code status. This support is in response to requests for assistance from civil authorities for domestic emergencies, law enforcement support, and other domestic activities, or from qualifying entities for special events. Defense support of civil authorities is a task that takes place only in the homeland, although some of its tasks are similar to stability tasks. Chapter 4 of the printed version of this publication identifies defense support of civil authorities, tasks, purposes, and key medical considerations. For additional information on these types of tasks, refer to ADP 3-28. Army Health System support to defense support of civil authorities tasks will include both Army Health System operational and the institutional Army Health System forces. Defense Health Agency, DHA, is the command and control headquarters for all tables of distribution and allowances, MTFs, within CONUS and outside CONUS. Section 3. Setting the theater, theater opening, early entry, and expeditionary medical operations. As the Theater Medical Command, the MedCom DS maintains a regional focus that encompasses the geographic combatant commander's entire AOR and is critical for the successful provision of Army Health System support to set the theater. The medical commander's ability to assess host nation medical capabilities/capacity and the presence of health threats prevalent in the AOR facilitates the planning and execution of regional strategies for establishment of the theater joint trauma system and mitigation of identified threats. The MedCom DS provides the geographic combatant commander an effective tool to assist in maximizing the use of scarce medical resources, shaping the security environment by building partner medical capacity, and alleviating health conditions that not only impact U.S. military forces, but multinational partners and particular challenges faced by the host nation. Efforts must also be made to understand the roles and responsibilities of all agencies involved, to include the Department of State, World Health Organization, partner nations, and others, for integration and synchronization of all medical capabilities in the region. The MedCom DS also provides Army Health System support to set the theater through coordination, integration, and synchronization of strategic medical capabilities from the U.S. sustaining base, global health engagements, establishment and maintenance of medical support agreements, deploying medical technical expertise for consultation services and other support, military medical training exercises, as well as the following: executing Army Health System support to other services when directed, ensuring adherence to eligibility criteria for treatment in U.S. military MTFs, recommending theater evacuation policy adjustments, providing theater food protection support, coordinating with U.S. Transcom for patient movement plans, coordinating with the Theater Signal Command to support command and control and medical information system capabilities, establishing medical logistics capabilities necessary to support health services during early entry operations and ensure theater medlog operations are connected to strategic enablers, ensuring integration and interoperability of theater medical capabilities, providing Army Health System support to foreign humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, conducting medical preparation of the OE, maximizing use of host nation medical capabilities, establishing and executing occupational and environmental health surveillance programs and countermeasures, coordinating with the National Center for Medical Intelligence, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and other strategic partners for identification and mitigation of regional health threats, planning and coordination for Army Health System support to non-combatant evacuation operations, detainee operations, reception staging, onward movement and integration and theater opening, large-scale casualty events and prolonged care, other services. Theater opening, early entry, and expeditionary medical operations require the Army Health System planner to develop flexible, agile, and comprehensive plans to provide effective and efficient Army Health System support in an austere environment. Many of the Army Health System forces deployed will be the organic medical assets of the maneuver forces conducting the operation. However, the MedCom DS or other senior medical command in its absence, such as the medical brigade support as the theater medical command, will deploy sufficient medical resources to provide the required support. Theater opening and early entry operations. Theater opening operations involve two types of Army Health System forces: those organic to the maneuver force and those Army Health System organizations deployed to establish the initial medical infrastructure within the AOR and to support theater opening forces during reception, staging, onward movement, and integration. The organic medical resources of the maneuver units provide roles 1 and 2 Army Health System support to their parent organizations. While these organizations are at the port of debarkation/embarkation, operational assembly areas, or other in-transit locations, Army Health System support is provided on an area support basis by the Army Health System organizations supporting port operations. Army Health System units accompanying the in-transit force normally do not unload and set up their medical equipment and supplies, but rather rely on area support to accomplish their immediate Army Health System support mission. The focus of Army Health System support to theater opening operations is to establish a medical infrastructure which facilitates the smooth transition of incoming Army Health System assets, provides real-time health service support and force health protection data, medical and occupational and environmental health surveillance, health risk communications, subsistence inspection programs, and integrates medical materiel, supplies, blood, and equipment, requisition, distribution, and maintenance. Inter-theater United States Air Force aeromedical evacuation during theater opening operations may be delayed during initial entry, with patients being held in the operational area for evacuation out of theater on airframes of opportunity. Evacuation at roles 1 and 2 will be accomplished by organic air and ground evacuation assets. Forward resuscitative surgery assets will be critical to stabilize non-transportable patients. Expeditionary medical operations. Expeditionary operations are operations that are inherently joint and require strategic reach. During crisis response, Joint Force commanders rely on contingency expeditionary forces to respond promptly. The Army provides ready forces able to operate in any environment, from urban areas to remote rural regions. Health service support / force health protection planning during expeditionary medical operations must remain flexible and coordinated, but it must also be adaptable to unique support arrangements which capitalize on the strengths of all units employed in the operational area. Army medicine personnel with an expeditionary and joint mindset have the confidence, skills, and knowledge to adapt and overcome unique medical challenges in providing a seamless continuum of care to our deployed forces. During expeditionary medical operations, units may be required to accomplish missions or coordinate support which they traditionally have not been required to accomplish. For example, the ability to project surgical resources into austere locations and the extended distances required to effect medevac may necessitate Role 2 MTFs and forward surgical teams or forward resuscitative surgical detachments to coordinate directly with United States Air Force Aeromedical Liaison teams and the supporting Theater Patient Movement Requirements Center for Patient Movement. The array of Army Health System units in the current force was designed under three force design initiatives: Medical Force 2000, Medical Reengineering Initiative, and the Modular Force. Capabilities in like units under the three initiatives may vary, but the medical leadership can maximize and capitalize on the strengths of the various force designs while minimizing the weaknesses to ensure the operational commander is provided the most effective and efficient Army Health System support. One of the keys to success in expeditionary medical operations is to ensure that support relationships are clearly defined in the O plan and op ord. The medical commander must be cognizant of the various types of support relationships defined in ADP 50 to facilitate the seamless provision of healthcare. Another key to the successful accomplishment of the Army Health System mission is the synchronization of healthcare activities through medical command and control and the technical supervision of ongoing clinical operations. Medical command and control provides a conduit to obtain reachback medical technical support during early entry and expeditionary operations conducted in austere environments prior to deployment of some medical specialty care assets. Section 4, Support to Detainee Operations. It is DoD policy that the U.S. military services shall comply with the principles, spirit, and intent of the international law of war, both customary and codified, to include the Geneva Conventions. As such, captured or detained personnel will be accorded an appropriate legal status under international law and conventions. Personnel in U.S. custody will receive medical care consistent with the standard of medical care that applies for U.S. military personnel in the same geographic area. See DODD 2310.01 ECHO, DODD 2311.01, DODI 2310.08 ECHO, JP 3-63, JP 4-02, AR 40-400, AR 190-8, and FM 6-27/MCTP 11-10 Charlie. Medical Personnel Organic to Maneuver Units. Medical personnel organic to maneuver units may be required to provide tactical combat casualty care, area medical support, and medevac at the point of contact/injury, and to temporary concentrations of detainees at detainee collection points and detainee holding areas. In early entry operations, the senior medical officer, brigade surgeon, serves as the detainee operations medical director until follow-on forces are deployed, and a detainee operations medical director is designated for the AO. The medical resources required to support detainee operations are task organized based on mission, enemy, terrain and weather, troops and support available, time available, and civil considerations. The detainee operations medical director determines the medical support requirements and develops and provides technical guidance for all medical resources engaged in detainee medical operations. This guidance is directed to appropriate medical personnel through their technical channels. The detainee operations medical director is normally designated by the MedCom DS commander to develop and provide technical guidance on the medical aspects of detainee operations conducted throughout the operational area. Technical guidance is exercised throughout all echelons of medical channels and affects all medical personnel and units delivering healthcare to detainee populations. Technical guidance encompasses all medical services provided at detainee collection points and detainee holding areas, to include limited medical screening, tactical combat casualty care, personnel protective measures, hygiene and sanitation, and medevac of seriously injured or ill detainees. The echelon commander must provide guards and/or escorts when detainees are evacuated through medical channels. Medical personnel cannot perform guard functions. All medical services provided in the detention facility, to include initial medical examinations, medical treatment, routine care, sick call, emergency services, hospitalization, medical consultation, and specialty care requirements, medical evacuation, operational public health, such as medical surveillance, occupational and environmental health surveillance, hygiene and sanitation standards and practices, pest management activities, and inspection of water portability, dining facility and services hygiene, and food preparation practices. Dental services, veterinary support, food inspection and quality assurance, veterinary public health and animal medical care, behavioral health care, neuropsychiatric treatment and stress prevention as required, medical logistics, such as medical supplies, pharmaceuticals, medical equipment, and medical equipment maintenance and repair, blood management and optical lens fabrication, medical laboratory support. All medical services provided in U.S. military MTFs, which are not part of established detention facilities. This can include tactical combat casualty care by combat medics and provided at battalion aid stations and Role 2 MTFs, medical companies, and forward resuscitative surgery provided by forward surgical teams or forward resuscitative surgical detachments to stabilize the patient for further evacuation and hospitalization. Resuscitative care is tactical combat casualty care and surgery limited to the minimum required to stabilize a patient for transportation to a higher role of care, while forward resuscitative surgery refers to urgent initial surgery required to render a patient transportable for further evacuation to an MTF staffed and equipped to provide for the patient's care. All medical administrative matters, such as the establishment and maintenance of medical records, documentation of pre-existing injuries, to include medical photography if deemed appropriate, restrictions on activities based on medical conditions, similar to medical profiles, and documentation required for legal purposes, such as monthly height and weight records. Note, all documentation pertaining to detainees must be identified with either the capture tag number or the detainee's internment serial number. Procedural guides and SOPs that are developed and disseminated for reporting suspected detainee abuse. Medical personnel are trained on procedures to identify injuries resulting from abuse and the ethical considerations of treating personnel with suspected abuse. Procedural guides and SOPs that are developed to standardize the credentialing of healthcare providers, to define the scope of practice of medical personnel, and to establish the scope of practice for retained medical personnel. Standards of medical care throughout detention facilities within the AO that are established, inspected, and enforced. The standards used are the same as those for United States Armed Forces. Procedures that are established and disseminated for identifying, reporting, and resolving medical ethics and other legal issues. Procedures that are established for ensuring medical proficiencies and competencies, identifying deficiencies, and providing required training to resolve deficiencies. Programs of instruction that are developed to ensure that all medical personnel engaged in detainee healthcare have appropriate orientation and training in the detainee's culture, language, and/or linguist support, social order, and religion. Medical personnel organic to military police units. The Military Police Detention Battalion has organic medical personnel to provide a limited Role 1 medical care capability and operational public health services within the detention facility. When a detainee operations medical director has been designated within the AO, these medical personnel are under the technical guidance of the detainee operations medical director. The medical personnel assigned to the Military Police Detention Battalion assist with in processing detainees by providing the initial medical examination. They provide routine sick call services and tactical combat casualty care and coordinate with the supporting Army Health System units for Role 2 and above care. They maintain medical records to include DA Form 2664-R, weight register. When the supporting Army Health System unit is collocated with the detention facility, the unit's scope of practice, schedule, and duty assignments are coordinated through the supporting Army Health System unit. Army Health System units in support of detainee operations. The MedCom DS Theater Medical Command and is the senior Army Health System Medical Command and Control Organization within the AOR. The MedCom DS is responsible for ensuring that the medical care provided to detainees and other personnel in U.S. custody is provided in compliance with international and U.S. law and military policies and regulatory guidance. The MedCom DS plans for and coordinates support for detention facilities located within Combatant Commander's AOR. The Medical Brigade Support coordinates medical issues related to detainee operations being conducted by subordinate units with the MedCom DS Detainee Operations Medical Director. The MedCom DS Commander, or the Commander's Designee, normally the Deputy Commander, Professional Services, serves as the Detainee Operations Medical Director and provides oversight, guidance, and policy on medical ethics issues, standards and availability of care, requirements for field hygiene and sanitation, nutrition and maintenance of weigh-in registers, and all other medical aspects of confinement health care. The Medical Brigade Support coordinates medical issues related to detainee operations being conducted by subordinate units with the MedCom DS Detainee Operations Medical Director.